or 9679.
You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
No, have you been born again? Let's use what Jesus said. Nicodemus said, can I enter the second time in my mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, man, that when you got all this power, Rabboni teacher, you got all this power. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Nobody's telling you to try to squeeze back up into mama's matrix. Have you lost your mind? But in the same manner that you were birthed through your mother's womb, you need to be birthed into the kingdom.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Healing Today is Mine. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 24 through 25.
Man, I heard a man say, he said, listen, this is so powerful, I get into my message. He said, when you deal with life, you only got to worry about two things. Are you sick or are you well? Are you sick or are you well? If you're sick, you got two things to worry about. If you're well, you have nothing to worry about. So are you sick or well? Right? If you're well, you have nothing to worry about. But if you're sick, you got two things to worry about. You're going to get better or you're going to get worse. Right? If you get better, you have nothing to worry about. But if you get sick now, you got two things to worry about. Are you going to live or are you going to die? If you live, you have nothing to worry about. But if you die, you got two things to worry about. Are you going to heaven? Or are you going to hell? If you go to heaven, you only got one thing to worry about. You have nothing to worry about. But if you go to hell, you got two things to worry about. Original or extra crispy? I said, man, I got to use that. Since y'all don't want to believe. So even if I'm wrong, I tried it. But if you're wrong, you got two things to worry about. Original or extra crispy? Say, healing is my portion. I've got to believe the word on it. I've got to believe the word. What else? What other choice do I have? I want you to think about a plate prepared for you. I believe healing is our portion. It's expressed by God himself. Every believer can expect to be physically healed. I want you to think about a plate prepared for you and served to you by the Lord himself. He prepares a table. He prepares a table. He prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies. The Lord is our shepherd. He prepares the table. I want you to think about a plate. A balanced plate is not just all macaroni and cheese. A balanced plate is not just all fried chicken. A balanced plate has several specifics that you need to think about. Half of that plate need to be tied to general carbohydrates. Half of the plate should be like salad and vegetables. This is non-starchy carbohydrates, non-starchy vegetables. That's half of the plate. Stuff that your body would love to absorb. Let me just say broccoli and salad, right? I don't like it, Bishop, I know. A quarter of the plate should be complex carbohydrates. That would be more starchy. Piece of bread or rice. And then the other quarter of it should be protein. Anybody ever taught you that? Then what's wrong with us? I've learned that if I'm going to deal with portions right, I need to use my hand as a guide. So my fist size should be tied to the starch. That size. My palm should be tied to my protein. The size of your palm. And the other half should be given to non-starchy vegetables. So if you didn't even have a measuring stick, how much is too much? Is it bigger than your hand? Your portion. Well, my mom told me to eat everything. Well, listen. We're talking about portion control. Come on. How many of us had good friends? Ones we can depend on. Come on, Houdini. Says you don't want to hear me. Why don't Houdini come now? Why don't Houdini come in with his hat and start bouncing? Maybe you hear him. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones we can depend on. Friends, to tell you the truth. Women don't want truth today. They like men to tell them a bunch of foolishness. Lies. You the best ever. Don't you want a masculine man to say, honey, let's shift over here. You want to hear lies all day? Simps, lies. Tell you whatever, lies. You want to believe a lot? Lies. Nobody is a 10. That means you're perfect. There's no flaws. I don't call myself a 10. Why do you want to hear lies? Whole nation moving toward lies. I am? Oh, good. We want friends that we can depend on. What does the scripture say about friends? Faithful. Are the wounds that a friend would inflict. That means they're going to tell you truth. You don't have to yell about it, but this is the real deal. You don't want to hear that. Come to churches to be lied to. You'll never have a bad day. Just confess it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Angels in Africa. That's what you want to hear? Or you got to get to the grind tomorrow, go back to work. But God, while you go to work, will help you to make the wise decisions and give you stamina to overcome everything. If you put him first and if you seek first the kingdom, he'll add these things. What do you want to hear? In the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. Lovers of pleasure. We must be living in the last days. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to tell me the truth. Just be kind. Bishop, you were a little mean. But I understand you. I love you. Okay, I can understand that. He prepares a table before you, and the protein portion of your plate is healing. He's not just giving you, okay, eat your protein. He's saying, I'm preparing a table before you and a plate for you, and a portion of that is healing. I'm giving it to you every day. Healing is your portion. Say it with me. Today, healing is mine. Healing is mine. Right. It's your portion. Think about that. Healing is your portion. It's the basic interpretation of Scripture. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, God promises that he will protect his people from diseases if they obey him. Glory to God. Well, Bishop, what's wrong with us? Well, there's a lot that's wrong. We're living in a fallen world, and we produce food now just for consumption, not for health. The chicken that we eat, many of them have been grown in farmhouses because we got to keep it moving. Everything is about money. It's not as healthy as it used to be. And I had a chance to investigate some of the things that we're eating. And I'm telling you, I like my chicken. I'm going to keep eating it. And so I'm not saying this to tell you that you shouldn't eat chicken. I'm just saying they're injecting a lot into our foods. And we have fallen greatly in this world. And you have to really work on your health. Let God worry about healing. But you got to start thinking about it. And the older you get, the more you have to think about it. I used to eat a whole pizza when I was 21. I could go to Bojangles and get a whole 9-piece. I can't do that now. Indigestion, waking up coughing. I can't do that. Way more discipline. I should have been disciplined like that when I was 21. Walter Caldwell walked in my office today, and he, you know, was asking me about my notes and sending them up, and he was very polite. I said, look at this, man. Very polite young man. With a lot of honor and respect. He didn't know I would call his name, but he's running, doing what he does, but it was a lot of honor and respect. He knocked on my door before busting in. I'm showing Bishop a little honor, right? I appreciated the way he did that. He asked me about the notes, making sure that I sent them in so he can have the ability to put them on the screen. That's good forethought, right? I said, look at this young man. So I had some breakfast there that I didn't get a chance to eat before going to 8 o'clock. That might be why I was a little cranky. So I offered him a piece. He said, no, Bishop. No, I'm ample. I'm running a lot. And I said to myself, he doesn't know this, that when I was his age, right, I didn't think about that if I was offered a piece of morsel, I'd probably say, yeah, sure. Sure. Let me taste it. Nobody talked to me about watching that. Then what can a preacher do anyway? If you brought me cake and pie and I said, get lost, what would you say? He don't care about me. So when I first started pastoring, this is no lie. I could have 25 cakes baked for me. But what am I supposed to do with them? It was love, right? But if I ate 25 cakes, I have to make decisions based on knowledge, not just desire. He prepares a table before us in the midst of sickness, and on that plate, he put healing. It's your portion. Work with him, though. If I cut you today, your body is going to try to heal itself. So why are we working against healing? If there's a wound in your emotions, God is already moving you toward it. Why would you work against the healing? I don't know one to know. Oh, don't touch it. No. Oh, what are you talking about? No. Work with the healing. You got to expose it. I got to find it, locate it. Then I got to clean it out. And then I got to apply an ointment to it. And then we caretake it. Whether it's physical or emotional. Healing is your portion. And in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26, it tells us that. It's right there on the screen. Let's read it together. One, two, ready, read. He said, if... I am the Lord who healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord your healer. He said, whatever you saw me do to the world, because Egypt here is a reflection of the world, I will make sure my people don't have to deal with the same issues. But you must follow my plan. If I prepare a table before you, you can't say I'm not going to eat this or I'm not going to sit down and put on a bib. If God prepares the table, we're required to sit down and eat it. I read to you out of 1 Peter chapter 24. I believe the scripture suggests some powerful things, that because he suffered on the cross for our healing, our healing is secure, because with his stripes, we're healed. It's a declaration of faith. I believe it's emphasizing the healing that is available to each and every one of us who actually sit down at the table. The ones who claim it. Say, healing is mine. Glory to God, hallelujah. So get the picture of a plate, and then I want you to get the picture of a wounded lamb. Peter says he took it to the cross. Here's a man who is all man and all God. You could look up the biblical term for that. All man and all God. This union walks in the earth for us. The word is made flesh. All God, word, made flesh, human bone and sinew, and walks in the earth. Without committing one sin, then he took all of ours and the sicknesses. Say, for me to be your Savior, I'm going to lock it up in my body and let them nail it to the cross, because scripture says, cursed is everyone that hangs from a tree. This is before the Romans took over. That's why I don't know how anybody can't believe this. Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. This is before Caesar ever rose to power. Before Rome became central, and they took up crucifixion as a method of capital punishment. The scripture says years before that, cursed is everyone who hangs from a tree. So he comes in the fullness of time so that he can be cursed for you. And nail even sickness on the tree, so you and I can eat the protein of healing that he prepares every day. He sets before you every day life and death, blessing and cursing. Then he says, choose life. For this book of the law, Joshua, shall not depart out of your mouth. And you shall meditate on it day and night, and make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Glory to God. If you would just confess the word and meditate on it good and night, day and night, you will make your way or your path prosperous, and you will have good success. Glory to God. Then he told his disciples, same God, when you pray to me, you should pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow, but can you give me this day daily bread, what you prepared for me? And on that plate is healing every day. And if you can grasp it, truth reveal, you can walk in your healing. Can somebody say amen? I'm trying to show you it is an inheritance. It is your right to walk in healing. Oh my God. He nailed it on the cross. And he left it there. So the word declares God's. It declared God's healing power. When I got saved or born again, we don't use that term any longer. I know God. You don't know God? What about you? What's wrong with you? No, have you been born again? Let's use what Jesus said. Nicodemus said, can I enter the second time in my mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, man, that you got all this power, Rabboni teacher. You got all this power. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. But that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Nobody's telling you to try to squeeze back up into mama's matrix. Have you lost your mind? But in the same manner that you were birthed through your mother's womb, you need to be birthed into the kingdom. You don't come out with a microphone and rapping. You come out as a baby. You need the sincere milk of the word so you may grow thereby before you try to teach others through your testimony. Man, I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. One of the worst things you can do with a new believer, because they got a testimony, give them a mic. I need you to sit on it and let the Holy Ghost sit on you. And sit there until you come into compliance. Sit there until you say, I yield. Sit there until you identify with the death, burial, and resurrection. Sit there until sin had no more dominion over us. That the righteousness of God can rise up. When I first got saved or born again, I began to learn about healing. That it is the children's bread. Hallelujah, my God. It's the will of God concerning your healing. It is the children's bread. It's the will of God. I want to emphasize that. God, he has willed himself to heal you. It is his will. This is not something he's got to think about it. I want you healed. I want you healed. His mind is full of it. He's mindful of your healing. If you ever catch it, we start catching it. Man, God wants me healed? Yeah. He wants your bad attitude out, but he wants you healed. He wants you to get your face saved, but he wants you healed. This is what he wants. It's the will of God that Clark is healed. So I'm healed today. Healing is mine. It's his will for me to be whole. Thank you, Lord. You nailed that on the cross too? Yeah. Rapha, thank you. Write it down. Jesus paid the price for your inheritance. I don't have to go over it again, but I love 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. Through Christ's death on the cross, healing has been provided for. But through his stripes, I am healed. I tried to give you a picture, but it's mild. Through his stripes, I am healed. The Roman soldier took what they call a canine's tail. This is brutal, man. This is leather with spikes of metal in it. This is one of the most, one of the writers, I think, is Matthew, says, and when they scourged him, they led him to the cross. And we just say scourged, but we don't see the depth of that. But it was brutal. Daniel saw an image of empires rising. Daniel is probably one of the most unique prophets in the Old Testament. He saw an empire. He saw Nebuchadnezzar's rise and fall. He saw the Roman Empire. He saw clay. He saw the Greeks. He saw the leopard. Alexander the Great. He saw these empires rising. And he saw how they fall, just like Gideon's enemy saw a loaf of bread going into the camp. Just a loaf of bread knocking down tents. Oh my God. Daniel saw a kingdom coming that was greater than all of those kingdoms put together. And he prophesied it, man. He prophesied it and it came to pass. When we look at the scourging of the Roman, Daniel saw him as clay in a statue. But iron, the Romans introduced iron to the world. They also paved roads. One of the reasons why God allowed the Romans to take it, because they paved roads and made travel over land easier. Therefore, in the fullness of time, he sent his son. When travel was easier. So as the gospel goes out, it can go down roads and not just through ships. Glory to God. You wonder why God may wait on a circumstance before he moves in your life in the fullness of time.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Healing Today is Mine, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School every Sunday at 10 a.m. Take the next step in your faith. The discipleship course will help you grow stronger, go deeper, and get rooted in Christ. Classes start Monday, September 15th. Sign up today. Use the TR app, website, or scan the QR code in the foyer. Attention, new believers. Registration is now open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class. Sign up today using the TR app, website, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer.
Stay in the loop with Truth Revealed. Text YES to 87447 to receive updates, announcements, tag of prayers, and event information sent directly to your phone. Don't miss a moment. Stay connected with all that's happening at Truth Revealed.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.